Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
So, as we do every single Wednesday, we bring it up at the top of the hour before we get
to the magic pulling. I'm loving it. Well, hello, everybody. Happy Wednesday.
We brought up on the text line earlier, it's kind of lengthy and wordy, so I just want to be as clear cut as I possibly can. Would the opinion change on one of these two athletes more if Darren Peterson took Kansas to the Final Four, or if the Chiefs couldn't get a running back in the offseason because of franchise tags, too much money, and they ended up drafting Jeremiah Love? And the reason I say Jeremiah Love, nothing to do with his, you know, obviously his personality or his who he is as a person. There's just a lot of people that are like defense or wide receiver or defense or defensive line or defense and don't want to take a running back ninth overall. Could be a possibility. Would your mind shift towards like, you know what, actually, I'm not super pissed about this pick. I'm not even like pissed about this pick. I think he can be okay because I listened to, you know, Mac Morey say he can, you know, take a home run hit against a light box. He can also take a home run hit against a loaded box. And that means there's more defenders up front when it's loaded. That means there's less when they're away. And the Chiefs obviously see a lot of light boxes when it comes to Patrick Mahomes playing quarterback. But the Chiefs have never seen Patrick Mahomes get injured the way he did in this offseason. And now we bring in our guy, Matt McMullen of the Kansas City Chiefs. And Matt, how important is this offseason, not only for Brett Veach, but maybe for Patrick Mahomes?
What's up, guys? Well, first of all, good morning.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
Springtime's the perfect time to turn the page and refresh your home style. The only problem? It can be expensive. Luckily, there's a better way to shop well-worthy pieces for less at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's negotiates with manufacturers to get you the best everyday low prices, giving the shopping power back to you. The power to get more style, comfort, and quality for less on amazing pieces like stylish mid-century dining sets made for hosting those big spring brunches, pop-up sleeper sectionals with all the bells and whistles so you can turn any room into a guest room, and next-level Bobopedic mattresses so you can get a great night's rest after you've finished redecorating every room. So, when you're ready to spring into new style, stop into your nearest store or shop online and see how you can get wow-worthy style for less with Bob's Discount Furniture.
From beautiful Indianapolis.
Did you run up the expense account yet?
Well, it's getting up there for sure. Not cheap to eat in this city. We've already had the whole St. Elmo's experience where you get like two shrimp cocktail and a steak and it's like $1,000.
Jeez. Who picked up the tab?
You know, we'll see about that one. It's kind of a collective effort.
Who's got the alligator arms and who's reaching for the tab?
Yeah, you know, I'll give a shout out to Jason, one of our guys that does the franchise. He was quickly trying to get some points on his card for that one. I think he's trying to plan a vacation in the future and racking up some points here. But yeah, it's been great. This event's always a lot of fun, just because it, like, the whole NFL world comes together for a few days. And for me, you know, we're trying to turn the page to next year, and this kind of really feels like the beginning of next year and the beginning of getting back on track. This offseason, I think, is a great opportunity. And to your point, Dusty, it's an opportunity to set this team up, not just for next year and to help Patrick Mahomes out next year, but to set this team up for another 5, 6, 7 year run. And I think that begins right now. So I'm excited about this opportunity, just a matter of seizing it.
So what do you think they're going to do at number 9? Like, where are you leaning as just a dude, man? Like, you're looking at number 9, like, what would be the perfect pick for Matt McMullen?
Yeah, well, I think it's difficult to answer that right now because there's so much stuff that still has to happen. I think the next few days are big because our front office executives, Brett Veach, the whole crew, they've been working on these prospects for months and months and months, and in the area scouts case, years. But this is their first opportunity to really sit down with these guys and kind of figure out what makes them tick. I think that's important. You get medical information here. That's important and informs your decisions. But I think also how free agency goes will inform a lot of how the draft weekend goes, because if you're able to supplement your roster and put yourself in a position where you don't have a glaring need, like you have to take a certain player. I think about last year, for example, like left tackle was an obvious spot this team needed to get better. Well, we didn't just count on hopefully getting Josh Simmons in the draft. They went out and got Jalen Moore, and then you take Josh Simmons, and that's kind of a luxury pick there. I think a similar thing will hopefully happen this year, where the Chiefs will go out in free agency and give themselves an opportunity to really take the best player available. Long way of saying, looking at this draft, depending on what happens in free agency, a player I like a lot right now is Caleb Downs from Ohio State, a safety, just because he's like a do-it-all kind of player. I think if you look at most of the great defenses in the NFL right now, they have a player like that. Mm-hmm. Like, look at Seattle with Nick Imamori, a guy that can obviously cover, but he can cover tight ends. He can be physical at the line of scrimmage. He can blitz off the edge, cover the slot, stuff like that.
And so, did all that as a rookie too, Matt.
Exactly, yeah. And I think Caleb Downs is kind of like a ready-made player. Now, do you take a safety that high? I don't know with the positional value, but here in February, when there's still so much work to be done, Caleb Downs is a guy that I like a lot.
Yeah, that's a good one. Obviously, I'm a fan favorite of his as well. And you know, Kuiper has him going number 2 overall. He's wrong about life. So I just want to know, like, from your perspective, because I do believe and really believe that, like, Justin Reed leaving, the organization knows they made a mistake by letting him kind of walk out the door. They misread that one for what he truly meant to the defense. Can Caleb Downs be that guy that comes in and replicates kind of that field general that Justin Reed was that really wasn't out there last year?
Well, I think this time of year is when you figure those things out, right? I think the interviews here are so important because there's two different kinds. You have the formal interviews where you have the players that they have 20 minutes with the front office and the coaching staff to answer any and all questions, and the informal interviews, which is kind of just like organized chaos where everyone's in a big room, like a mixer. And you can just go up to guys and talk to them for a few minutes. But do you make the most of that time and kind of figure out what these guys are all about in the 20 or 15 minutes that you have? And I've been asking some of our front office guys about past combines where there are situations where you met a guy and you're like, hey, this guy is a Chief. And for our people, they say you can really find out in the first couple of minutes if they're going to buy into our culture and be what we're all about. And talking to Mike Brabway in our front office, he was saying, you know, when I met Creed Humphrey for the first time, like right away, I'm like, that guy's a Chief. Trey Smith, similar thing. Nick Bolton, similar idea. So I think a lot of those questions about leadership and the intangibles, they get answered this weekend. As much as we make the whole thing about like the 40-yard dash and the vertical jump, I think if you ask anybody who works in an NFL front office, the interviews are way more important than whatever someone does out there on the field this weekend.
Talking to Matt McMullen, who is live in Indianapolis for the NFL Combine. Matt, you kind of mentioned a little bit of what I wanted to ask you, because everybody kind of has their niche when it comes to the Combine. What, outside of maybe hearing these young men talk before they go into a league where they will be asked to talk almost every week or Sundays, What kind of sticks out to you the most now that you've been doing this for quite a while? I mean, you're no young chicken in this thing anymore. You're kind of a vet in this field. Like, what opens your eyes? Like, I know a lot of people will go to the 40-yard dash, but what is Matt McMullen when he goes to these combines? What does he look for first?
Hey, guys, I turned 33 on Friday, okay?
Hey, happy early birthday,
yeah, dude. Grandpa.
Yeah, hey. Thank you. I know, right? You know, there's been times where the combine works out where it's over my birthday, and I'm not a big birthday guy, but still, like, being in Indianapolis, like, by yourself for work during your birthday is not always the best, so I am glad I'll be home by my birthday. But to answer your question for me, I think it's about how these guys handle their media sessions. I know that's not a huge deal, but to your point, I think if you're going to be a high-profile player, and certainly a guy taking a 9 as a high-profile player, I'm curious how you handle all of the attention. And I think what's kind of interesting about the whole, like, transfer portal and NIL world that we live in now in college football is a lot of these guys are kind of seasoned pros in terms of how they handle all that stuff already. And in a lot of ways, you wonder how maybe 10 years ago, how a player will handle himself if he all of a sudden is a multimillionaire. Well, a lot of these guys coming into the league already are already multimillionaires, and they already know how to spend their money. You kind of see how they handle that situation. And same thing with being scrutinized by the media. If a player is playing at a big-time program and maybe transferred in, like we see so much now, and got a big NIL deal, how did they handle all the scrutiny that came with that? And I think that actually prepares guys for the NFL. I mean, some handle it really well, some don't. And you have a real-world example of how they dealt with that whole experience, which I think is interesting. So I think it's kind of a continuation of that. Obviously, all the drills are interesting. Who's going to run the fastest 40, have the highest vertical jump, all that stuff. Like, I think that's interesting. But I'm really interested in how these guys carry themselves, because especially early on in the draft, all these guys are good. They're all good players. We know that. So who's going to carry themselves the best, and who can be the best person to plug into this team right away and get us back on track.
So what is the craziest, most insane, fun rumor you've heard so far? Because it's a lot of spewing nonsense out there this week.
I'm probably the wrong person to ask for that. It is funny how when you walk around here, because the city is big enough to host this event, but it's small enough that just about everywhere you look, you see someone that you're used to seeing on TV, or a coach, or you know, whatever it may be. So if you go out to the restaurants around here, like we were joking around about earlier, or any of the bars or anything, you walk in, you're going to see about 50 people that you know. So if anyone's interested in learning some NFL rumors, just come to Indianapolis and go out to a steak dinner, and you'll probably overhear the craziest thing ever, just a booth or so over. But I'm not sure I've heard any crazy rumors yet. I'll keep my ears peeled.
Last one here for you, Matt. Mahomes is getting older too, just like you. Are they still saying that quarterbacks make the Mahomes type of throw, or have we moved on to somebody else's name that gets used now?
No, I think Patrick will be the standard for a very long time. Where every single time they see a player that makes some kind of off schedule, off balance throw, it's like, this guy's the next Patrick Mahomes. My answer to that is there is one and only Patrick Mahomes, and there will never be another one. And we're very fortunate to have him in Kansas City. But like I mentioned earlier, with him coming off the injury, this whole offseason is a great opportunity to set him up for success. And one thing that Brett Veach talked about yesterday is he really emphasized the need to establish an explosive running game this year. And that helps Patrick for a variety of reasons. Obviously, he hands the ball off. A guy breaks off a 40-yard run. That's good. But one stat that I dug into a few months ago is we had the fewest passing yards on play action of any team in the NFL last year. And I think one of the reasons behind that is because if our running game wasn't explosive, I don't think our play action game was forcing linebackers and safeties to creep up, right? They were just playing the pass. I think if we can get an explosive running game next year, which I think is definitely doable this offseason, it's going to help this team exponentially, and it'll help Patrick Mahomes exponentially, especially coming off the injury. So I think that's one of my top priorities right now, finding an explosive running game. Obviously, want to improve the defensive line and the pass rush as well, but finding an explosive running game this offseason, I think, is one of the top priorities, and Brett mentioned that yesterday.
Well, Matt, we appreciate you keeping us as one of your top priorities and joining us.
Thanks, Matt.
Anytime, Matt. Take care. Enjoy Indianapolis, and enjoy the gossip around all the rumors.
Appreciate you guys. See ya.
That's Matt McMullen there joining us on 96.5 The Fan for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Jeremiah Love, number 9, Chiefs.
Trying to tell you, coming up next, we've had a moose, a rally mantis, and now we've got a rat. That's right. 96.5 The Fan, you're home for the Kansas City Royals.
You're listening to Bob Fesco.
I'm surprised nobody punched him in the jaw yet.
And Dusty Likens.
He's a hoe, and I want that known.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues. Your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5 The Fan.
Well, we got to give a special birthday shout out today to our friend Rob Maloney's daughter, Amy, celebrating her 15th Ooh. Birthday today. So from all of us to you, Amy, a very happy birthday. I hope it's a wonderful day. Demand that your dad give you $1,000 in cash because he has it on his person at all times. So make sure you get that $1,000 cash from your dad. Make sure you get the dinner that you want. Don't let him take you to someplace you don't want to go. You get to pick the meal. You get to pick the cake. It is your day, and you can double flex at your father for that. So, Amy, happy 15th birthday. We love you, kiddo. Enjoy school. Enjoy your birthday, and enjoy that man, Rob Maloney.
Yeah, happy birthday. Spoil the hell out of her, Rob.
Seriously. Go for it, Rob. I know you told me you were going to take her on that trip. Make sure you announce that to her right now.
Oh, my God.
I'm kidding.
Yeah, take her to the trap.
Steak night.
Get her a pizza. Dude, steak night's back at Hy-Vee.
Yes.
I didn't know. I got hit with that out of
Thursdays,
nowhere.
Every Thursday.
Oh, I went there last Thursday to pick up food for dinner and to make it the house. And I was like, oh, no. I opened the door and I was like, kind of want a steak.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
So well, good. The one that you cooked the other day, though. Really nice job.
I kind of overcooked it.
Where you did in the cast iron, you said, right? And yeah. It's hard. It's not easy to do, right? And
Max said I got an eye roll from his fiance because she's like, is he like trolling? Because that looks perfect.
It looked really good. Said, yeah.
It bent. No, he's doing the thing, which I know he's a good cook, so he's got the perfection, but he's doing the thing that's the worst to other people. Where it's like, only a little bit of pink. Oh, yeah. So sorry.
I saw that picture that Dusty sent me, and I said, and the first thing I thought of, honest to God, was like, I'd love to have somebody come over and cook me a meal. I don't care what it would look like. If that's considered overdone, that would have been delicious.
That would have been fantastic.
Right?
Crust looks
immaculate.
And
if you're making food for somebody and they complain about it, they can go F off. Seriously. Like, if you served that to somebody and they went,
no, it was very delicious. It was just a perfect medium, and I prefer medium rare.
Medium rare. That's all right.
Now, the outside edges, that was pure center cut. That was a 5-minute rest, and that's what the result was.
How long did you cook it on each side for?
About 2.5 minutes.
2.5 minutes on each side.
So I came to two realizations. One is I'm obsessed with Worcestershire sauce.
Liam it's Perrins. So good. The Liam Perrins is the good stuff.
It's got to be in the paper wrapper.
Yep.
That's the only
bottle. That's how you know it's classy.
Because they only have two. They have two bottles. One is just the plastic bottle with the paper off it. The other has the paper you take the little gold strip off.
Yeah, that's better stuff.
That's what I love. And I also realize, and this is very tough for me, because I am a charcoal grill savant. I will stand by Weber's till I die. The best way you can cook a steak is in a cast iron skillet.
I need you to help me.
Okay. Very easy.
Because I get the skillet hot, but then I see all the smoke and then I start to panic.
So you need to use avocado oil.
Yeah.
It doesn't burn as bad.
Right.
Turn that little vent on above your stove.
Of course,
And then open up your kitchen window, which I know you have plenty of those. You have one right kind of next to the grill or to the stove.
Yeah.
And then, you know, just airs out. Now your house is going to smell like you cooked a steak, unfortunately. Darn.
Yeah,
right?
Right.
But normally your clothes are in the closet. They're not in the kitchen, so they shouldn't reek. But I came to that realization. So yeah, I got the 12-ounce ribeye, did the avocado oil, made my pan super hot.
No butter, no tallow, no
Not till towards the end.
Okay.
So sear it down hard, 2 minutes, flip it, 2 minutes, and then after that 2 minutes up, I'll flip it again. Then I'll throw like the chunk of butter, the garlic, and the thyme in there, or rosemary.
Right.
And then you do the splash I did it for a minute, and then I flipped it again, did it for a minute. Now if I do it again, I'll sear for a minute.
Now when you do the splash, you have the pan tilted.
Mm-hmm. And you have to use a
glove, obviously. Oh my God, yes. Do not touch that.
And the only reason you do that is so you can easily scoop it with the spoon, which is the famous Gordon Ramsay way to cook a steak. And if I did it again, 12-ounce ribeye for sure, I would do 1 minute sear, 1 minute sear, then flip it and start the bathing process. And then you let it sit for 5 minutes and then you enjoy and you get what Max said. You get that crust. It's super moist in the middle of it. It like the outside of it got redder, obviously, because it's, away from the center. But it was still delicious. But I did come to that realization that A, I have to have Liam Perrins in my house at all times, and because I'll use it on like combination fried rice. I won't use soy sauce anymore.
Oh, that's an interesting twist.
I'll use Liam Perrins, and I'll use the Japanese barbecue sauce.
The Japanese barbecue sauce is just nails. Such money. It's so good.
So yeah. Nails. And so yeah, and the other realization I came up with is that the best way to cook a steak is in the cast iron.
So did you use a press to keep the steak down? Just let it sit there for a minute.
Because it was so hot, and you know, it's not going to burn because that's what the oil's there for. So yeah, it that's just the way to cook a steak.
Another dumb question, because this is the introvert side mm-hmm. of me not wanting to mess it all up, right? Mm-hmm. Do you put the oil in first and then, or do you heat the pan and then put the oil? Because I've seen some people say heat the pan, then put your oil in.
You can. I do the oil and then crank the pan heat up. And then you start to see that little smoke tornado.
Yeah.
You know the pan's hot enough. And then it literally only takes you about 5 minutes to cook it total.
Yeah.
And if you have a big enough cast iron, and I didn't eat all that steak. I ate half of it. You and your wife could split that easily.
It's amazing when you buy a steak, like when you go out to a restaurant and you get like, say, a 16-ounce you know, strip, and you eat that whole thing. You cook that thing at home and you pre-slice it, that one steak or maybe two would feed a family of four and nobody would be hungry. But you go out to a restaurant and everybody has one of those by themselves.
Bobby, I could eat that whole thing, but I would not have liked the way I felt. So I was perfectly full, and it's the new thing I'm doing where I'm intermittent fasting.
Yeah.
And it's just, you got to tell yourself you're done.
The other
half it all sliced up and red and everything. I was like, man, I could
See like on some ciabatta bread with like some butter and garlic butter and like warm that up. And now you got yourself a steak sandwich with a little au jus on the side.
Or you could chop up a Caesar salad and then do your steak Caesar.
That horseradish sauce, like from Arby's, you know, the horsey sauce. Mm. That's really good on a steak too. So else I like? Have you ever gotten the wasabi sauce that's in, it's in by the soy sauce and stuff.
Yeah, it's like green.
It's green.
Yeah.
That is phenomenal.
Basically horseradish, but yeah.
Yeah, it's fantastic on everything.
But yeah, that's what I've discovered. So cast iron is the way to go. So cook your fiance or cook your wife a steak in the cast iron and get back to me. Because it's kind of the same thing as the Blackstone, basically.
Yeah, except you don't have to go outside and, you know.
Sure.
The Blackstone is fantastic. The worst part is the cleanup, because that's the last thing you want to do when you're done.
Yeah. By the way, we have a Richard of the Week nominee. This is what it sounds like with this text. Looks like I'll be, what's it say? Look, think I'll turn to the Food Network to get my sports. Sweet. Here's a sports story for you. Brock Lesnar's son, Turk Lesnar, dominated in his ice hockey league playoffs today. This is literally this man's twin. The video has been retweeted by myself. Brock Lesnar has a monster of a child who plays hockey. And that is just somebody. And if you watch the videos, it is as advertised, dude. Brock Lesnar's son is an absolute unit on the ice. I mean, just
is
checking,
he good,
dude.
Or is he just beating? Is he the goon?
I don't know. It's from Fadeaway Media on Twitter. His name is Turk Lesnar. He's
name, Turk Lesnar.
Because his daughter, I think, is a fighter and looks just like him, too. And then his son's hockey player, and he's just absolutely, he's just a unit on the ice, dude. Not ground, ice. But we did get a new nickname in the Royals organization made by yours truly, the manager. Matt Cotrero has a nickname for, Carter Jensen.
Carter Jensen, he's my pick to win the AL Rookie of the Year. And I'm going to talk about it right now with Matt Cotrero. How good can this kid be? I am so impressed by him. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I hate to put a ceiling on somebody, right? Because when you see, really, let me back up to like what really impresses me about him is 2 years ago coming into camp, I didn't realize that he was only like 19 years old.
Crazy.
Handled himself exceptionally well in the clubhouse, on the field, sponge, you know, and then go to that offseason. He lives in the Kansas City area, and I'm seeing him at events at the stadium. He's hitting in the cage. He's a rat, you know, and it's one of those guys that like, he's going to do everything in his power to be as good as he can be. And when you break out like he did last year, you got to think sky's the limit.
He's a rat. Love it.
I've never heard that term used before. Like gym rat,
Yeah, he just left the gym out of it because he's not in the gym. He's in the cages. He's on the field. He's in the tunnels. Yeah. He's everything. So text line 913-586-7965. Tell me your most famous rat.
My famous rat is the rats that were in Muppets Take Manhattan that cooked in the diner and ice skated on butter on the hot flat top. Those are the rats that I like.
Because Royals Review, who does good work for the Kansas City Royals, they put all their like big rat names up there. They had one from Harry Potter. They had
Ron's rat. Yeah,
they had others. I said Templeton from Charlotte's Web.
Oh, that's a good
one. That's a good one, yeah.
Look here, Charlotte. The eggs are always free. You just come over here, Charlotte.
Yeah.
So Templeton would be my vote for most famous rat, or Mickey Mouse. I don't know if he's a rat.
He's no, he's a mouse. It's in the name. It's literally in his name.
Yeah, yeah. True. But
is
you can also...
a little Stewart? I don't know if he's a mouse or a rat. Mouse.
Stewart Little?
Mouse.
That's
little
a mouse.
Little Stewart. Hello. Stewart Little.
Stewart
yeah.
Little? Yeah, that's a mouse.
Because then
yeah.
you got...
oh, Ratatouille. Remy.
Yeah, he was another one they had mentioned.
Yeah, Remy comes in at number one.
What about Ratican from
the... Rizzo was the rat that I was talking about from the Muppets. I couldn't remember
Rizzo. His name. Rizzo. Yeah, okay, yeah. Yes, I do know that one.
Yeah, so, I mean, then you got Ratican, the Ratican. Guy from the Sherlock Holmes version, The Great Mouse Detective.
Every office has got a rat.
Mm-hmm. True. They do. Or a squid. Happy birthday, Miss Maloney. Rob, you get that. I think that's great that you have this guy on this team. Because what has Vern said this year? Both have to be good or one has to be great. You have Jack Caglione last year who had all the midseason drama because of what he was doing in the minor leagues. And then this year you have the preseason drama, maybe not drama, but hype for Carter Jensen. Because I know a lot of people, my friend group and a lot of people on the text line have said they have taken a waiver on Carter Jensen to be Rookie of the Year. Could you imagine a perfect season for the Kansas City Royals, right? Cags gives you 30. Bobby gets you the MVP. Reagans is a Cy Young candidate, and you've got the Rookie of the Year candidate. You should be a playoff team.
Well, you have all of those that are legitimately available to happen. I don't know the last time that we actually sat here and said legitimately the Royals could sweep all the categories for the awards at the end of the season, right? MVP, Cy Young, and Rookie of the Year. I would imagine if that all happens, maybe somebody recognizes who Matt Quatrero is and decides to give him Manager of the Year rather than just give that to Boone. There's a real possibility that all three of those awards can be taken home by everybody here in Kansas City, and that would be outstanding if they were able to do all of that. But again, like with Carter Jensen, much like Cags, I just want to see the guy play. I'm not going to, as Q said, like, why do we want to set a ceiling for what this guy can be, or even like a floor for what this guy can be? Let's just go out there and not have expectations and just let these guys play. But we don't live in that kind of society. I get that. But the older I get, the more I just want to appreciate what these guys can do and not sit there in my seat or watching a game wondering if he's going to meet the expectations that I set for him. The expectation for me is to watch the team win. I know it doesn't work that way for Artie Moreno and the Angels, but for the rest of the world, I just want to see the team win, and I want to see those guys contribute to this team winning. And so I'm with Q 100%. That's setting any ceilings for these guys or whatever you want to talk about. Just go out there and play and have fun and make us proud to root for you guys. That's all we're asking.
Some rats that are coming in. Master Splinter takes the cake. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yep, that is a good one.
Yes. Another Templeton, the rat from Charlotte's Web. You've also got Chuck E. Cheese. Very scary rat.
Yeah. It's a very scary place.
Somebody says Tom and Jerry. Jerry's a mouse.
Jerry's a mouse. Yeah.
Jerry's a mouse.
Yep.
Somebody says Rat the Band.
Oh, that's a good one,
round
too.
Round and round. Yeah.
Round and round.
Oh, man.
Goes around, comes around, round and round.
Mr. Jangles from the Green Mile.
Was he a rat or a mouse?
He was a mouse.
He was a mouse, yeah.
A lot of mice, yeah.
Yeah, see, you got to know the difference between the rat and the mouse.
Come on,
a mouse is, like, really cute, and a rat's like, like with the... And they got the whiskers.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the noise I'm looking for. Yes. Mice are kind of just like there.
And someone's asking the question, how can Carter Jensen win Rookie of the Year and Jack Caglione can't? I think it's like they base
Cags has too many bats.
I think it's ABs. Yeah, or plate appearances. Or ABs.
Yeah, plate appearances maybe. Yeah, probably.
And Carter Jensen only had, I think, 60 at bats last year. And Cags played way more than he can. So that's the reason that is. For that sort of stuff. But yeah, you have a lot of people out there that are taking flyers on Rookie of the Year and Carter Jensen. But the thing that I've noticed about this Royals team is that they're developing likable personalities within the team. And one thing baseball struggles with is personalities, because there are probably what you could say six guys on this team that everybody in Kansas City is more so, gravitated to. Like, you can go back to the 14 and 15 team and you were a Moose person, a Kane guy, a Hosmer person. Maybe you were, Johnny Cueto guy. I don't know, probably not, but like maybe one of the, but there was like three or four, right? Salvi, Kane, Haas, Moose, Eske.
Yeah.
Those are about the five. This team, you're starting to develop more and more of those guys that are going to gravitate behind this team.
Man, maybe Wade Davis and,
Yeah, I think.
Holland, maybe.
I don't know, there's
maybe
a lot of people out there being like, man, Wade's my dude, right? Yeah. Like, we loved Wade in the moment, but
yeah,
I don't know if you're
fair,
right?
Yeah.
So with this team, you have Bobby, Vinny, Sal, still, Cags, Carter, Mikel's a lot of people's guy.
Yeah.
And that's six guys on your roster that people will, tend to kind of gravitate to or have their person. And then if you can put that sort of, you know, formula together and win, that's what's going to turn this town blue again in October. And that's what's really going to show out. And now we just need the team to do it. Mm-hmm. Because last year they told us in spring training, we will be in the playoffs. We are a playoff,
we're
team,
playoff team
and fell short. This year, they're not really saying that, but obviously people getting there earlier, whether that's World Baseball Classic or whether that is, I want to get ahead of it because I have the World Baseball Classic coming up. You're seeing that eagerness from the Kansas City Royals. Bobby Witt Jr. is always going to be in the top three, perennial MVP candidacy in the AL. And Vinny Pasquantino's the mouthpiece. Salvador Perez is the captain in the face. And then Carter and Cags are the kids, and Mike Hill's kind of the silent assassin. So I think there's a lot of hype around this team. I just need that hype to stay through the season and be consecutively good throughout the season, because the last thing we need to see is a fallout early on, because the buzz that the World Baseball Classic has potential to give, followed up with, like, how many people that are diehard hockey people are like, I'm ready to get this thing going. I'm ready to
watch. I just saw a tweet this morning, the NHL returns tonight, and everybody's celebrating, you know, because of how good that was on Sunday for everybody. But I also think, too, with the World Baseball Classic, Dusty, I'm just going to be honest here. Once the World Baseball Classic's over, I don't ever want to hear that mentioned again, because the last couple of times we've had these World Baseball Classics, we've used those as an excuse for the entire regular season, right? And I'm not just talking Kansas City. I'm talking, you know, baseball. In general, that baseball people are, you think I've got my routine, right? Baseball people are worse off than I could ever be when it comes to routine and doing the same thing at every point of every day. And this kind of gets in the way of that. And baseball folks are not flexible at all. They do not know how to, you know, veer left when they're supposed to be going right. They just don't work that way. And so this World Baseball Classic right in the middle of spring training gets in the way of what they're normally doing. I just don't want to hear that as an excuse if somebody doesn't have a good season. It's not the World Baseball Classic that's going to mess them up. They're not going to have a good season because they just weren't destined to have a good season. To me, it has nothing to do with the WBC, and they use that as an excuse for a long time after that 23 one. And so I don't want to hear that again. This is a great opportunity for these players to get the feel of being in regular season and postseason baseball when they normally aren't. And you've got to use that to your advantage with the competition that's going to be out there in the WBC. You're not getting competition in spring training. I've been there. I've seen the spring training games. As much as I love them, it's not competition. Mm-hmm. Everybody's going to have their, you know, their adrenaline going for this World Baseball Classic. And it's something that you truly can take advantage of and kind of get the regular season feel early on, or postseason feel early on, Dusty. And to your point, not have a terrible April where you come out of the gate slow because you're not ready.
Couple names I might have forgotten on those teams. Alex Gordon, obviously one, and Jerod Dyson was another person that was somebody's guy. Maybe not on the popular level as, you know, those other guys, but Dyson was definitely the guy you wanted to see do the backflip in center field after they won a game, mm-hmm. or do the That's What Speed Do dance, stealing the base. Something I'm not going to do is what the Milwaukee Brewers decided to do, which was throw a 104-mile-an-hour fastball.
Well, it was edited.
Yeah, but again, like, that is something that can get the minds thinking that somebody could possibly do this.
Yes, and that's the scary point. Kids are going to go out there and try this.
They animated a guy throwing 104-mile-an-hour fastball.
Mizorowski.
Yeah, off of a head of a human being.
Hitting an apple?
No chance. But if you had to pick a guy.
If you haven't seen this yet, it is incredible. It's some guy sitting in a chair, Mizorowski's on the mound, throws the ball, and it hits the apple off the top of his head. It's like amazing, right? And then they talk about how they did it. Their PR team or their media team went out there and created this video to make it look real, right? And it's just, it's exceptional.
It does look really real.
It looks real.
Oh, yeah.
They did a great job. Now, somebody did break down the frame by frame. It was like, you can see the apple exploding before the ball hits the apple.
Makes sense.
You know, but it's fun. Get you thinking, if you had your life on the line and the only way to save your life was to pick somebody who would knock that apple off your head without touching you, who are you choosing for that? Because for me, it was Nolan Ryan.
He was a wild man, though.
I think he's got pinpoint control. And your choice is obviously really good. But no, I trust Nolan. I do.
Not in that situation. I trust Nolan to give me 9, but he was a wild man. That's why that's why he went from the Mets to the, the Rangers immediately? Or Houston?
I think it was Angels first.
Angels.
I think Mets, Angels, then Houston, then...
And he couldn't hit the strike zone, so that gave me fear. My choice, though. Yeah, my choice would be Greg Maddux.
Perfect. That's a great call. I mean, that is a brilliant answer.
Just because you talk about pinpoint accuracy, couldn't throw over 90, But man,
you don't need that.
He could start it out left and just nip the black, and people would just tip their cap.
Yep.
Like whenever I see a video go up through my algorithm on Instagram or Twitter, it's a Greg Maddux like video I will watch because I'm just mesmerized at how great the Mad Dog was at just ableing to outsmart everyone. And he looked like a professor.
He did. Yep.
Like,
that's the thing.
And if I'm like, hey, dude, apple's right here. Can't touch this. I need this. He's going to hit that apple.
You're probably right about that. Yeah, he is a good choice.
Yeah, but, I would just put the Livy Dunn's like face over mine, and then Paul Skeens.
She finally did step in the batter's box against him.
Oh, really?
She's like, my biggest fear has been done, and she's in the batter's box, and he throws probably like 80.
Yeah, he's not still ripping it. Yeah,
and she doesn't even flinch. She never saw it.
Yeah, he's lobbing it up there, and she's like, whoa.
And she just stands there, and she's got the little like pencil bat they use every once in a while. And she's like, all right, because it goes back to a story my dad had when he went to Missouri State. He was just friends with the number one tennis player. And he was like, all right, you ready? He's like, yep. And the guy served it. My dad's like, waiting on you. He's like, it's behind you.
Yeah.
And my dad's like, all right, had a good time.
See you later. Thank you. Take care. Yeah. And that's not even like professional level. That's college. No, it shows you how good athletes are.
And he was probably serving at like 90. And my dad just stood there on the back line, just, you know, a little nerd, Kurt. Like, all right, whenever you're ready. Ready when you are. Like, it's behind you, Kurt. Pick it up and serve it back over.
There you go. Thanks.
But yeah, that'd be a hard no for me with anything like that. Like the hand on the dartboard. You see people do that.
Yeah.
And they show you the next morning photo and it's all like, you know, swollen and infected because those darts are disgusting. But yeah, I've never been one of those. Like you see him in golf all the time. The guy will stand like 30 yards away.
Yeah.
And be like, hit your driver over my head right into the chest.
Yeah, I'm good.
Because I saw a last place fantasy football bet. Guy finished last, had to get on his knees, put a bucket over his head, and the guy was 10 yards in front with the driver, hit him right in the chest.
Oh, God.
I'd rather just not play fantasy football.
Yeah, exactly. That's just stupid at that point in time.
Gosh, man. There's just no way I'm putting an apple in my head and letting somebody do that for me. So,
you seriously got to be some sort of a masochist to sit there like that.
You have a lot of confidence in your friend throwing that. Coming up next, Eric Bieniemy is the offensive coordinator. What that means for other players on the team as well. Here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty, brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues. Your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5 The Fan.
Happy anniversary to Steven Spector, or a lot of you call him Steven Inspector.
Yep.
He's now 13 years in this building, from your producer to your boss.
That's exactly right. It happens fast, right?
That's right.
I just went in his office, and I said, did you think you would be here 13 years later?
And his response?
Sammy the Bull Gravano was the biggest rat. I'm like, that's the name I was thinking of.
That's
like,
what he said?
Yeah. There was a mob guy back in the day, Sammy the Bull Gravano, ratted on everybody, right? You don't rat on people. If you rat, you get kicked out of town. That's
somebody
just the way it works.
Matt Damon from The Departed.
Oh, that's really
that's
good,
a great
too.
One.
Yeah, that is really good. I like that. Well done. But like, Sammy the Bull Gravano was one of the biggest rats and ratted out everybody in New York and eventually got, you know, his comeuppance, as they say. Like sometimes if you lie in certain cities, they send you to other ones. They kick you out of towns and you get sent away because you're a rat. So I will suggest to people out there, and I've told my daughter this, both of them, you do not be a rat. You shut your mouth and you do not say a word about anything because it will always come back and bite you. And so after he talked about Sammy the Bull Gravano, I said to him, I said, you didn't answer the question. I said, did you think you'd be here 13 years later? He goes, no, not a chance. He goes, and I don't even think this is my actual anniversary, because Spector's anniversary was the exact day that Melvin Weatherwax went after Bill Self at Iowa State. And so whatever day that was is Bill Self's anniversary, is Steven Spector's true anniversary. So whenever that Melvin Weatherwax game was, that was the day that Spector started, and it snowed. I'll never forget, like, his first day was in this blizzard, and this guy was coming out of the crowd trying to go after Bill Self at Iowa State. Like, you talking about trauma back then too. So this Darren Peterson, this is nothing for Bill, you know,
to chip off the old block.
Yeah.
Yeah. So shout out Steven Spector, 13 years.
Woo.
Taylor Swift's favorite number.
That's right.
Spec.
to 13 more. To my brother George, the richest man in town. Mac, you got the bell ready?
Oh, yeah. Give me a second.
No, you're good. I got time to read. It takes me a while.
It's not his fault. He can't read.
This comes from BK Lando on Twitter. Just a tweet. Says, if KC's hire of Eric Bieniemy is half as good as they think it is, they should absolutely keep Juwan Taylor and make Mr. Accountability fix him. Agree or disagree? Because I disagree.
See, I don't love that tweet.
Okay. I don't think it's... Maybe it's a wild take. It's probably a wild take. I'd rather have Tyreek back than Juwan Taylor.
No, it's not wild.
Okay.
No, I don't think so. I've been a Juwan Taylor defender like you, Bob, for a long time, and he is a good blocker.
I hate Tyreek Hill. I have no interest in having him back.
No, that's fair. No, and I have zero interest in having either of these guys
back.
You know
what I hate? A first down play, goes for 25 yards, false start, 74. Next play, interception.
Yeah, you can't lead the league in penalties twice in a row. I mean, I was talking to my friends about this. He's like, your money per penalty should be super high. Like, Juwan Taylor's paid a lot, or paid very little per penalty, because he's had so many. And he gets paid a lot of money, and I think that's part of the reason you should probably part ways with him. You can save $20 million on the cap. He's one of the higher-paid right tackles in the league, and frankly, with how highly penalized he is and how much of a negative he's been on this offense, not just from a actual productive standpoint and where they are in the field, but, like, you've seen attitudes. We've seen Travis Kelce. We've seen the emotion that he's evicted from these guys. Yeah, I'm kind of ready to be done. It's time. You can save a lot of money.
And I understand that, but I was looking at some of the numbers yesterday, and when he doesn't get called for a penalty, he is still one of the most effective players out there, right?
He is.
And so we were told Eric Bieniemy was coming back because he was going to hold guys accountable, right? And that was going to be the thing. Hold guys accountable. Get in guys' faces when they commit penalties. All that kind of stuff. So... I'm not saying you bring Juwan back at this price, but if you want to, you know, cut him and renegotiate a contract or however, because they did talk about it yesterday. I mean, you know, Brett Veach did say there's some workability with Juwan Taylor to get to a number where they could get under that cap. So you went out specifically to get a guy who's going to hold players accountable. The one guy that needs to be held accountable to most is actually one of your better football players, gives you a better opportunity for success than Jalen Moore does on the right side of your line, but can't stay penalty free. But isn't that why we're bringing in Mr. Accountability, to make sure that these guys do stay penalty free? So if you have one of your best players that's only being held back because he wasn't held accountable because of penalties, you're bringing in Mr. Accountability. Wouldn't you say maybe we could find a way to keep Juwan Taylor because he still is a better football player than maybe any right tackle that we have on the roster, maybe any other right tackle in the division, maybe in the AFC? I don't know. I don't rate the right tackles, but I do know he's damn good. And if the only thing that he needs to work on is staying on sides, hey, Eric Bieniemy, project number one, you work with that guy.
It's also being good at football. Like, I think we talk about accountability and stuff, and all that's great. And yeah, Bieniemy's going to bring that. But part of why Taylor is false starting is because he knows he's not quick enough to get back.
Well, yes, he is good once he gets though anymore with these defensive lines, though, dude.
Well, like, you know, that kind of money.
Then time the snap better, because we've talked about it ad nauseum. Yes, Chris Collinsworth put him on a magnifying glass, and he's the reason a lot of this has transpired over the last three seasons. I really don't give a rip anymore. We're here now, and the reasons for why we're here, it's irrelevant. He's been unable to fix it. Other right tackles are able to time that perfectly with that back step, and he has been unable to do so. And at this point, honestly, I think he's in his head, and I think it has affected his play. I don't know if he'll be a starting right tackle somewhere else at this point. But we'll see. I mean,
gotcha.
Yeah, I'm all star. Damn it,
gotcha.
But you're right. Right price, Bob. I mean, I could be convinced, but that seems like cut him, bring him back.
Seems to me the jumping is a lot like the Chuck Knoblauch throw to second base.
It could be. I mean, and that's a fair point by Mac. It may be in his head at this point in time. But I don't know if I'm ready to say I'm done with a guy who still is a good football player. And so that's all I'm saying right now. Like, if they're having second thoughts about cutting Juwan Taylor from a salary standpoint, I would not. But if you're looking at your roster and you really believe that he is the best player out there that you have right now, and cutting him creates a bigger void than keeping him on this team, then maybe you do decide to keep him on this team. And maybe you do open a competition at right tackle. You know, maybe you say it's Jalen Moore versus, you know, Juwan Taylor. But at the end of the season, I was told they're confident in Jalen Moore being the right tackle. So however they want to do it is truly up to them. But I just, that tweet by whoever it was that you read there, Dusty, that jumped out on me yesterday. I'm like, I kind of like this idea. You know, you made it a big point to let us know we've got to reel in the penalties. We're bringing in this disciplinarian guy who's going to get in everybody's faces. And the Chiefs didn't lose last year games because they weren't a good football team. They lost games last year because they were lazy, lackadaisical, and a penalty-ridden football team.
Okay. Good job. Way to stay on sides. I just think that there's a lot from last year that doesn't need to be carried over to this year. And I think he is part of that.
I don't disagree, and that's fine. Yeah.
And again, you guys were way more supportive than I was, and that's fine. You know, because if it works out, great. But if it doesn't, then Team Dusty. But that's not what this is about. It's just more so like those little things, I think, were part of the things that added up to too much, right? Like that's because somebody said, hey, well, Mahomes, you know, lines up under center more, then maybe it's a different, but he's not.
But also, too, like back to this whole draft a running back thing, maybe Juwan Taylor was a victim of Andy Reid being a terrible play caller last year. And everybody knowing 70% of the time or whatever it was with the
light boxes.
Yeah, you know, everybody knew what was happening on offense last year.
Predictable. Yeah.
I mean, Juwan Taylor, the rest of the offensive line, maybe the rest of the offensive line just wasn't that good last year because Andy Reid wasn't good last year. And Andy Reid not being good last year, like, he's the leader. He's the guy that we always praise. He's the guy we hold up. He's the reason why we're saying, yeah, they can turn this around and go from 6-11 to 11-6 and back into the playoffs. Maybe he was the reason why last year everything didn't work the way it should have because of those situations that he was putting his players in. Your job as a head coach, as a leader, as a boss, is to put your people in position to be successful. Can you honestly say that Andy Reid did that last year?
No, for sure not. Didn't put his... No,
right.
Of course not.
Yeah. So how much of the play of that offensive line was because the other teams were just guessing and they were willing to be wrong 30% of the time on some run to Kareem Hunt, but they were going to pin their ears back and they're rushing and they're flying at you because they know 7 out of 10 times you're throwing the football. They didn't even consider a running game last year for the Chiefs when they were D'ing up against them. So that being said, do you know how hard that is for 5 guys on an offensive line to do their job when everybody knows what they're doing? It's like they all had the cheat code this year for the Chiefs.
But to the counterpoint, like if he knows what they're going to be doing, it should be rhythmic. Like you should be able to know like where you stand on the line, what the snap count is, what the play is. Like to me, it's just bum status.
Yeah, no, I totally disagree. I look at the other side of the line and I know how good defensive linemen are now in the NFL and how fast they are. Mm. And if they know that they can get a jump start and they know that you're going to be throwing the football, now Juwan knows they know that we're passing. He knows that he's got to get out early because they know what they're not respecting the run. They basically, the teams go in against the Chiefs last year and they go, we're not worried about the run. If they beat us with the run, fine. They can beat us.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
Springtime is almost here, and if you've been itching to redo every room in your home, Bob's Discount Furniture can help. When you shop at Bob's, you get wow-worthy everyday low prices on fabulous furniture for every room. Everything from stylish mid-century dining sets and top-rated Bob-O-Pedic mattresses with the best warranties in the business to pop-up sleeper sectionals, all for a fraction of what they cost elsewhere. So, stop in or shop online and get wow-worthy pieces for less. Only at Bob's.
You know that feeling when you're standing in the grocery aisle staring at a wall of plastic-wrapped chicken and gray-looking ground beef? For years, that was my routine. I'd grab whatever looked fine enough, toss it in the cart, and then spend the rest of the week trying to season the life back into it because it was just bland. But then I tried Omaha Steaks, and it completely flipped my script on quality. The first time I pulled a vacuum-sealed steak from my freezer, I realized I'd been settling for store grade when I could have had steakhouse grade. It's the ultimate convenience. I don't deal with the what's-for-dinner panic anymore because I have a custom plan delivered right to my door on my schedule. No more food waste from forgotten fridge meat, just high-quality proteins ready to go. Plus, it's a risk-free move. They have a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Taste the Omaha Steaks difference and never settle for grocery proteins again. Get flavorful, high-quality proteins delivered by visiting omahasteaks.com, plus $35 off when you use promo code T-Bone at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone. Terms apply. See site for details.
That's what they're on. They're not beating us with the pass. And so we're going to assume every play is a pass play, and we're pinning our ears back, and we're going. And after a while, man, as an offensive lineman, that wears you down. Running plays make offensive linemen stronger, take the pressure off your offensive linemen. And maybe now, as we kind of talk through this, maybe the reason why everybody was terrible last year on offense was strictly because of Andy Reid not giving them the best opportunity to have success.
Yeah, I don't know. I just highly disagree. I think the money you make to make that many mistakes is just unacceptable. And I think you play a position that's not really that hard to coach in the NFL. There are much more important positions on the field that are harder to coach in that aspect. Whereas, like, if you, I don't know, I just think it's time to move on. I just don't think he's a good right tackle. I don't know what that answer is. That's why you trust in and Brett Veach and those guys to do it, what they can do. There is a, well, there's a lot of drama in Kansas, and it doesn't involve Darren Peterson here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City Sports.
You're listening to Bob Fesco.
Out of anybody should talk, he should never grab a microphone.
And Dusty Likens.
His ass is foul of all foul.
Weekdays 6 to 10, Fesco and Dusty is brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues. 96.5 The Fan.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
You know that feeling when you're standing in the grocery aisle staring at a wall of plastic-wrapped chicken and gray-looking ground beef? For years, that was my routine. I'd grab whatever looked fine enough, toss it in the cart, and then spend the rest of the week trying to season the life back into it because it was just bland. But then I tried Omaha Steaks, and it completely flipped my script on quality. The first time I pulled a vacuum-sealed steak from my freezer, I realized I'd been settling for store grade when I could have had steakhouse grade. It's the ultimate convenience. I don't deal with the what's-for-dinner panic anymore because I have a custom plan delivered right to my door on my schedule. No more food waste from forgotten fridge meat, just high-quality proteins ready to go. Plus, it's a risk-free move. They have a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Taste the Omaha Steaks difference and never settle for grocery proteins again. Get flavorful, high-quality proteins delivered by visiting omahasteaks.com, plus $35 off when you use promo code T-Bone at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone. Terms apply. See site for details.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.